The result of the fall was not punishment. It was alienation. I cannot have a good relationship with my wife, with my husband, with all of creation because of my disobedience toward God. Suddenly everything is not the same as it used to be. We find ourselves just like that. When we are wronged by someone, we want to get away from them. Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, if you've been wronged by someone, you go to them and you make that relationship right again. If you have wronged someone, you go to them and you make that relationship right again. I understand that there are some relationships that can never be made right again. I understand that, and so does God. But to forgive is to release yourself from the responsibility of getting justice that is worthy of getting. And so he says, if you've wronged someone, go to them. If you've been wronged, go to them. It's always on our part. And listen, we have wronged God. That's what our sin does. And we go to him and ask forgiveness. But you know, the tricky part is God came to us first. God comes to us in the person of Jesus, and he says, we can have forgiveness. We can have redemption. We can have reconciliation. There was a rift that came, and there is the promise. There is the promise that that cosmic crack that affected all of us, it can be remedied. In Romans chapter 5, listen to what he says. In Romans chapter 5, look, I'm on page 942 in that pew Bible there. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. In Adam, he represented all of us. It is our sin that causes the rift with God. And by one man, he says, sin came into the world. That's Adam. And death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. That's us. We cannot imagine that we start out good and then somehow end up wrong. We all started out wrong. And God is what makes us good. God is what revives that relationship again through Jesus. And we're going to find out as we go through this series just exactly what that looks like. One bite of fruit and the whole human hard drive is broken. Imagine if you're at home and you're trying to watch your favorite movie and you're like, why is this thing slow? And your son comes back and says, well, I said I did the dishes, but I really didn't do that. It affects everything about us. Maybe sin, our own sin, affects everyone else. One bite of fruit and the whole human hard drive is corrupted. If every sin added another crack to your windshield, well, that's the same thing as everyone's sin affects even everyone. Listen, sin fractures in three ways. Sin fractures in three ways. First of all, it's between us and God. It's a vertical crack that happened. Horizontal, us and others. It affects us. We're broken up and we're broken across. And then there's the internal battle in us. We are broken with us and ourselves. And God is so interested in repairing all of that. I like that. That picture up there is a needle sewing some thread, and it takes work to repair what's been broken. And who does the work of the cross? Of course, Jesus does. God is at work to chase us down. You know, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is God approaching us, God reaching out to us, God reminding us of our sinfulness so that we can repent and find relationship with Him again. That's the whole Bible, in essence, is God's story to reach out to you. Wherever you open your Bible up, you can find Jesus on the cross doing the work that He's supposed to do for us, the one that He did. I want you to do something this week. I want you to think about yourselves. I don't want you to think about yourself as whole and healed without the work of God involved in your life. I've always said, as Christians, we live on our knees. We repent a lot. We sin as naturally as we breathe air. We desire what is on that tree. It looks so good to us, even after we've been saved. And I want you to imagine in your own mind this week, how brokenness has affected you. I was talking to someone this week about the three things every day that you list that are blessings in your life. Because, man, we have so many. And do that. Go to sleep at night having named off three blessings. But I also want you to look at that and say, how broken am I? How broken? What have I done this week to offend my brother, my sister, my wife? What are ways that I've broken that I need to repent of? When we find ourselves in that situation that we need to repent, we're on good grounds, because that's where we can pray to God and ask for that. We're going to start out in the rift. Next week, we're going to find that God reaches out to us. God is not done with us in the garden. God is not finished with us when we're broken. God is going to reach out to us. And I want you to think about that. Where is my part in that rift? Let's stand together. Maybe there's something that you want to talk about today. I'd love to talk with you about salvation. Maybe there's some time that you need to spend with God repenting and figuring out how I can make better decisions through the week, how I can make better decisions today, tomorrow. How, and that conversation is between you and God, and certainly we can pray together for some of those things. Maybe you'd like to talk this week about joining our church or about being baptized. I'd love to visit with you about that this week. But let's do some real good business of realizing where that rift is and what was my part in that rift and what is God reaching out to you for to help that.